Flin Flon took over early and scored often, picking up a 4-1 win against Estevan to start their playoff run. Three first-period goals did the trick, putting the Bombers up 1-0 in their first-round series in front of 1,145 of the SJHL's loudest fans. The Bombers applied pressure from the off and opened the scoring with the first goal of the SJHL playoffs 7 minutes in. Dawson Carroll took a shot from the corner, well behind the goal line, that took two bounces off defenders and snuck through the skates of goalie Cam Herdliska. The odds for the play paying off weren't high, but it gave Flin Flon a 1-0 lead anyway. That lead would be extended not long after, with Corey King blasting a point shot through traffic and past Herdliska to make it 2-0, sending the airhorn-filled crowd into a frenzy. Another Bomber play would push that lead to 3. A shot from the newly returned Jacob Vaukler was saved by Herdliska, but the puck dribbled through his pads and Alexi Silvestre whacked the loose puck home to give Flin Flon a commanding 3-0 lead. More chance came before the end of the first, with both Liam Bridger and Kylan Olofsson getting chances to get on the board, but Herdliska and the goalposts would strike those down. Flin Flon would go into the second ahead 3-0. Estevan broke duck early in the second period on a slick group passing play, culminating with Mitch Koner finding Cade Runke near the side of the net and beating Flin Flon netminder Harmon Laserhume. Owen Miley almost drew the Bruins within one on a point shot, but that puck would hit the crossbar, then the arena roof, while Keegan Little also had a quality chance that hit iron. A late push by the Bombers would commence, leading to Little taking the game's first penalty in the final second. Flin Flon's lead had shrunk to 3-1, but the home team would start the third with a power play. Brent Gulenkin nearly restored the 3-goal lead on that power play on a shot that nailed the crossbar, but Little took another penalty in the third that put the Bombers up a skater. They wouldn't miss that chance, as a Cole Tanchuk net front pass would get to Vaukler, who tipped it up and over Herdliska and into the net. Herdliska was pulled for an extra attacker for the final 6 minutes of the game, but the Bruins couldn't generate offense with a man up. The Bombers took a penalty halfway through, but despite 2 minutes of 6-on-4 hockey, Laserhume and the Bombers stood tall. At the final whistle, Laserhume made 29 stops. Herdliska was credited with 45 saves on the night. The two teams will face off for Game 2 at the Whitney Forum March 18. Elsewhere in the SJHL, the Weyburn Red Wings made the biggest splash of the night, pulling ahead 1-0 against the Battleford's North Stars by beating the league's top seed in their own rink 3-2. LaRange also fought back on the road to beat Melfort 3-1, pulling ahead 1-0 in their series, while the Humboldt Broncos defeated Nipawin 5-1 to get the first win.